Ever wonder why some people effortlessly command a room with laughter while others struggle to land even the simplest joke? Comedy isn't magic. It's a craft that follows specific principles anyone can learn. The path to comedy success follows a three-step formula: get good, get noticed, and get paid. Many aspiring comedians make the critical mistake of rushing this process, putting themselves in front of important industry gatekeepers before mastering their material. Everyone gets at least one shot with someone influential, a club booker, talent agent, or TV executive. But if you aren't prepared, that first break might be your last. The comedy world rarely offers second chances. Success in comedy doesn't necessarily mean becoming famous. While only about 1% of comics achieve household name status like Jerry Seinfeld or Dave Chappelle, many make comfortable livings through diverse revenue streams, touring colleges, entertaining at corporate events, writing for TV shows, or building loyal regional followings. The journey begins with developing your product, getting good, which means writing consistently and refining material through repetition. This phase typically takes 3 to 5 years of dedicated practice. What drives this commitment? Passion, not money. For those pursuing comedy purely for financial gain, you'd be better off starting an internet company instead. The foundation of all great comedy is authenticity. Successful comedians develop material from their unique life experiences rather than trying to be generically funny. Richard Lewis notes that sharing pain humorously works well, but avoid self-indulgence. Find signature topics by exploring personal relationships, hardships, and vulnerabilities instead of hack subjects like traffic and airline food. Even with identical topics, comedians create different jokes through unique perspectives. Mike Young's joke about his aging parents' diminished discipline energy illustrates how drilling down from general topics to specifics creates original material. Your comedy persona isn't invented. It's your authentic self, exaggerated. Richard Lewis created his angst persona through his black attire, caged animal pacing, and jokes about his tortured life. Always carry a notebook. Ideas are fleeting and often come unexpectedly. Being a comedy professional means constantly filtering the world through your comedic lens. While most people get annoyed by strange encounters or frustrations, comics see material opportunities everywhere. Life becomes a perpetual hunt for comedy gold in everyday situations. Every joke follows a structure: attitude plus topic plus premise plus act out, mix plus act out. The setup must be serious and truthful to engage audiences before the punchline. When you appear sincere before shifting to comedy, you create surprise that generates laughs. The four essential comedy attitudes are weird, scary, hard, and stupid. These drive joke energy. A good premise answers the attitude plus topic question with an insightful observation that's specific but not yet funny. Example: what's weird about body piercing? Premise: piercing is stupid. It's painful enough just to be in a relationship. The act out means performing rather than describing. Beginning comics often describe situations instead of physically embodying them. My kids are needy and whining, weak, versus actually performing, I'm hungry, this food sucks. The mix connects unrelated elements for surprising laughs, like an auto mechanic critiquing a child's artwork. What kind of finger painting is this? The blue is all over here, the red is all over there. Transforming raw ideas into stage-ready material requires rigorous editing. Write jokes, underline the funny parts, cut lengthy setups, eliminate unnecessary words, use present tense, and maintain a single attitude per joke. This tightens delivery, changing "I was walking down the street yesterday when I saw" to "I see this guy on the street," creates immediacy. Stories often kill comedy. Personal anecdotes that work at parties typically fail in comedy clubs, lacking the tight structure and attitude needed for stand-up. Strangers don't share your context or emotional investment. Remember, joke writing is topic-based, not story-based. Memorize your act in meaningful chunks. Rehearse with emotion and visualize your material, avoiding mirrors or cameras that create self-consciousness. Practice while walking somewhere private, but don't over-rehearse. Your performance will never go exactly as planned. Timing emerges organically from audience interaction, not conscious effort. The golden rule? Don't talk while the audience is laughing. Stand-up is a dialogue between you and your audience. Writing sitcoms offers comics stability with steady paychecks, benefits, and industry connections that stand-up rarely provides. Stand-up experience transfers valuable skills to script development. Timing, story structure, and audience awareness all enhance television writing. Spec scripts remain essential for breaking into television writing, demonstrating a writer's ability to capture established characters' voices. Today's portfolios typically include both existing show samples and original pilots to showcase versatility. One-person shows have emerged as powerful discovery platforms for producers. These theatrical performances feature performers embodying multiple characters through personal narratives that blend serious themes with humor. Unlike stand-up's joke-driven format, these shows don't require constant laughter. They're dramatic stories told humorously, often moving audiences to laugh through their tears. The format has transformed careers. Lily Tomlin's The Search for Signs of Intelligent Life in the Universe revolutionized the genre. Whoopi Goldberg's self-titled show launched her film career, and Chaz Palminteri turned A Bronx Tale into successful film and Broadway productions. Prevent creative stagnation by performing daily material-generating exercises. Chris Titus recommends writing crap for 40 minutes to shift from dealing with life mode to creative mode, eventually producing funny lines to refine later. Don't wait for inspiration. Start with mundane topics and make them humorous through exaggeration, unexpected connections, or absurd premises. News sites and social media provide endless raw material. Observe everyday characters, the enthusiastic barista, passive-aggressive neighbor, or self-important gym instructor, and incorporate them through act-outs. These encounters provide authentic material audiences recognize. Transitioning to full-time comedy requires tolerance for financial insecurity, as many work unpaid for years, a paying dues period that serves as both training and filtering. Successful sitcom writing begins with authentic situations rather than forced jokes. The best episodes function as compact morality tales with characters facing realistic challenges. Personal experiences make excellent material when writers identify universal elements within specific stories. Seinfeld masterfully elevated mundane experiences into compelling narratives that resonated with millions. Comedy success hinges on connection, not competition. Energy should flow from comic to audience, not the reverse. Comics who act as energy vampires, seeking validation, will never find satisfaction. Great comedy connects through shared human experiences, revealing truths about ourselves we might otherwise never acknowledge. Comedy transforms pain into pleasure, helping us view struggles differently. When you laugh at jokes about relationship troubles or financial stress, you experience recognition. I'm not alone, providing relief and perspective. This explains why authentic material resonates more deeply than generic jokes. Begin observing the world with fresh eyes, and remember, your unique perspective is your greatest asset. The world needs your observations and your way of seeing life's absurdities. Whether you aim to headline comedy clubs, write for television, or entertain at family gatherings, the principles remain: be truthful, specific, and yourself. In comedy, authenticity isn't just the best policy, it's the only one that works.